Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you recently had the opportunity to travel to Africa on behalf of the Beef Checkoff and working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation on that continent, specifically in the country of Angola. I know that you were talking about the advantages of U.S. beef for consumers, but why Africa?
Well, first of all, you have to consider that Africa, the population of sub-Sahara Africa, is 1 billion. Currently, three of our leading destinations for beef variety meats are South Africa, Uganda, and Angola. I was looking at the numbers, and just one quarter, Angola was bringing about 1.4 million pounds of U.S. beef. But efforts in sub-Sahara Africa began in 2015 with the U.S. Meat Export Federation's first forays into West Africa. And it's essentially looked at as Africa is very much a long game, but it's important to start now. And the one thing about Africa that is key is that it right now it doesn't require like all the promotional dollars that we would be investing in Japan or in Asia for that matter. But what it does require is some travel costs, and that's about it, because we have a lot of territory to make up from an educational perspective. They just don't know U.S. beef.
You actually traveled to Angola to do the presentations, the seminars that USMEF set up. Why Angola?
Well, Angola, it's the best way to think about it. It is a leading market for beef variety meats. But additionally, there's great opportunity for high-quality U.S. beef trade in the hotel and restaurant sector. Oil is key in Angola, and you see it. Angola is one of the leading oil producers in sub-Sahara Africa, which also means that there are a lot of expat communities there. And so exports of such product right now is very limited on the high-quality U.S. beef, but we see an opportunity to grow it.
Let's talk about the things that you actually did while there. Tell us about the event.
It was great. The Oklahoma Beef Council sponsored U.S. beef education seminars for the local culinary community, and we did three of them, actually. We also helped sponsor a dinner with U.S. embassy personnel. There were oil execs. There was local VIPs, some key influencers in the market. The press was there. We had staff members that did a great job with Foreign Ag Service that helped facilitate those efforts. But it was just a wonderful opportunity to really introduce them to U.S. beef.
I know that one of the things that I think I've heard you talk about is the fact that U.S. beef has got a reputation in other parts of the world, other countries, as far as some of the advantages of U.S. beef. There's really no understanding of that in Africa.
Yeah, I think I characterized it. I didn't know if it was my ignorance or my arrogance or maybe a combination of both, but I just assumed everybody knew what made U.S. beef special. The fact that it's high quality, the fact that if they're serving it to their customers, for instance, in the restaurant, they have a little bit higher guarantee of a high-quality eating experience. So I just assume people know that. And I learned that they don't. And so that kind of opened up my eyes to the opportunity that's there because U.S. beef is so highly prized.
So the actual presentations that you made, what were they?
Well, we had a wonderful chef that has been working with USMEF around the world for the past 20 years. So he did a lot of the culinary. My role was to take him through how U.S. beef production works and talk about the life cycle, the safety, and really talk about U.S. beef grading. And I think the most important was to talk about the probability of having a high-quality eating experience from U.S. beef was so high.
What were some of the takeaways as you traveled and as you had the chance to interact in Angola? What were some of the takeaways that you came up with?
They're hungry for information about U.S. beef. They're hungry for culinary education on beef. Those were two of the things. I think just from kind of a little bit of a humorous perspective, since this is Oklahoma, as we were arriving at the airport, I see drivers holding up signs, and they were oil and gas servicing companies that work in Oklahoma, which I found I had to smile about that. The other thing that was interesting to me, and I always look at a project and say, what was the return on investment for us? Chevron is there, ExxonMobil is there. Chevron, for instance, has 90 families living in a compound. They had no idea that they could buy U.S. beef from this one importing company. And they were very excited because they'd been bringing in beef in coolers. And so they were like, this is awesome. We had no clue that we could do this. And so just helping them make that connection and go, okay, here's 90 90 families that can be purchasing U.S. beef tomorrow. That meant a lot. The culinary students, we did a culinary student seminar. What I loved about that is that we have seen over the years, and Jeff, Chef Jay talks about it, where one seminar he does today, 10 years later, it bears amazing fruit because then suddenly U.S. beef is on the menu in multiple restaurants because of one seminar 10 years ago. So I think being able to be in front of those culinary students was really key.
So that slogan of ours, beef, it's what's for dinner, maybe you can amend it a little bit and say, beef, it's the opportunity to sell it down the road.
It is absolutely the opportunity to sell it down the road. It's opportunity to sell it around the world. It's opportunity to sell it to a billion people.
Thanks, Heather. Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Remember, you can always learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you. Go to oklabeef.org and click on Cattleman's Corner. I'm Ron Hayes.